High school basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Everyone. I am Randy Gatula, seated alongside John Nixon. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Back here. Lincoln East, where we used to start tournaments in the first round a lot of days. Now we finish them up here at state tournament, the third place contest between the Irish and the Jaguars this afternoon.
I always say this is a game nobody wants to play. That is until you win it. And then you see some awfully happy young ladies winning their final game of the basketball season. We witnessed that a minute ago here in the Class C1. Just moments ago, Bridgeport got past Grand Island Central Catholic 36-32 to take third place honors in C1. Earlier this afternoon here at Lincoln East, Grand Guardian Angel Central Catholic in D1 defeated O'Neill St. Mary's 67-46. So Guardian Angel captured third place honors in Class D1.
Part of the fun coming to the state tournament, besides doing the game, is watching the crowd. Granted, there's a couple of GICC fathers that are probably headed right straight to confession.
I was hoping they didn't end up going to the emergency room. I was worried about a stroke out here. We have some fired up fans right in front of us during the previous ball game. John, our presenting sponsor for this afternoon's broadcast is Rooney Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Rooney Implement Company, also serving you from 5 additional locations in northeast Kansas.
And we also want to listen and recognize our fans listening on KTNC this afternoon, simulcast on Sunny 101.3, and on KTNC for the State Hard Girls State Tournament this week. So welcome along, and hopefully things will go well for the Lady Irish today. Kind of a tough one after last night, but coming here, we'll see how they respond today.
Well, the Irish just really not able to put a lot of points on the board thus far in the state tournament. Even the game they won, it was 30-21, just 30 points up on the game in the first round. And then last night, the final 42-32. So, John, they've only scored 62 points in two ball games here in the state tournament.
That was interesting, that first game that they won 30-21. Stu Hospital had the World Heritage. It was the lowest scoring girls state tournament game ever.
I believe it.
Surprising.
Well, it was going to be that kind of a ball game. That's kind of what you expected. Last night, the Irish, well, they had their problems with the why not pressure. Lots of turnovers. So why not with that pressuring defense? Or several turnovers on the Irish, and it ended up costing the ball game the final by 10, 42-32. So you got to hope that the girls have got one more game left in them here for this season.
Yeah, hopefully so. The Irish have done. I think this is the fifth time they played for third place. They've won, or this is the sixth time they've won every one of them so far. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineup this afternoon on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Welcome back here to Lincoln East High School. The teams are huddled up with their coaches. They're going to do the starting lineups and the non-starters probably, so we'll take a look at our starting lineup first, Randy.
All right. First of all, for the Howells Dodge Jaguars, they come into the game 14-11 on the season. They'll go with Kylie Verhacek. Verhacek, just a freshman at 5'8", averaging 7 points per game. Jade Bayer. Bayer is a junior, 5'5", 8.8 points per ball game. Jordan Rasla, a 5'8 junior. She's the leading scorer for the Jaguars. 12 points per contest. Peyton Becker, just a freshman. 5'8", averaging 6 points per game. And Kennedy Trainer. Trainer, a sophomore, at 5'10". She averages 7 points per ball game. The Jaguars are coached by head coach Scott Polachek. For your Sacred Heart Irish, they enter the contest 21-5 on the year. They're coached by head coach Luke Sando. His 18th year as the head coach, 17th season of being at the state tournament with the Lady Irish. He'll go with McKinley Scholl, the only senior on the roster. Scholl, a 5'8 senior, 10.3 points per ball game. Avery Sando, a sophomore at 5'5, 5 points per ball game. Daisy Witt, a sophomore at 5'6, she's averaging just shy of 7 points per contest. Gentry Lechtenberg, 5'9 and a junior, the leading scorer here for the Irish. She averages over 16 points per game. And Hallie Jones, a freshman, in the starting lineup at 5'9, and she is averaging 2.7 points per ball game. We'll also be seeing Dorothy Krause coming off the bench. She's just a freshman at 5'6", and she's usually the first sub to enter the ball game. As we said, the Irish 21-5, Howells Dodge 14-11. But John, you were looking at some of the teams that Howells Dodge has lost to. There's some very good basketball teams on that list.
Well, Pender, Bancroft, Rosalie, among the teams they've lost to earlier this year. Somebody turned the page on me here. So they've lost some really.
Well, Bancroft, Rosalie, the B. Johnson Brock was one of the teams, several that have been here at the tournament.
Yeah, Stanton, Aquinas Catholic, Oakland Craig, Clarkson Lee, Guardian Angel Central Catholic got third place in a class up here earlier today. And there were Bancroft, Rosalie, Stratton, and also North Bend Central and Depender. I think when a state championship for St. Francis.
So that group of teams to whom they have lost sounds like a list of who's who in the state basketball tournament this year. Most of those teams here in Lincoln. Want to remind everybody that this does not wrap things up by any means. We're going to be back with more basketball coming up next week in the boys' state tournament.
We'll start off Thursday afternoon at 3:15 at the Devaney Center in Class C1. Number one ranked, number three seed, Auburn Bulldogs, taking on Douglas County West. That'll be at 3 o'clock at 3:15 at the Devaney Center on Thursday afternoon. There's that and all the Auburn games on Sunday 101.3. And we'll follow that up with number two ranked, or number one ranked, and number two seed, Johnson Brock, also undefeated, as they take on Riverside, a team that's 19-7. That will be Thursday night at 6 o'clock, also at the Devaney Center.
So it'll be a doubleheader next Thursday afternoon and evening on Sunny 101.3. Boys State Tournament action. John and I will be on hand for that. We certainly hope you'll join us for that Boys State Tournament.
You know, this is the first of three games today on Sunny 101.3. As when we're done, we're going to join Jared Sluppy. He's down at Substate in Kansas, where the Centralia girls are taking on Burlingame at 5, followed by the Centralia boys taking on Bishop Seabury today And so a couple more ball games coming up later today on Sunny 101.3.
All right, here from Lincoln East High School. We're ready to get underway and tip it up. And here to call the first quarter of play-by-play is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Stepped into the center circle will be Gentry Lechtenberg for the Irish and Kylie Brickachek, a freshman for the Jaguars, dressed in black. Both teams wearing green, and the Irish got the tip. It was off the fingertips of McKinley Shull out of bounds, and it belongs to the Jaguars.
Kind of an ominous start here for the Irish on that one.
Natalie Piper will inbound the basketball. So who gets the next possession? Sacred Heart, I guess. Coming the other way, around the horn, down the lane, and a block shot by Jones and or Daisy Witt. Witt up the floor on the left side. She had a really good ball game last night for Sacred Heart. Kind of kept them as close to into it as they could.
Hustle with a capital H all night.
Coming around now, it's back over to Witt. Looks down low on the left baseline. Through the middle, Sando out to Shull from 18. It's up. Too strong. Rebound brought down. Hallie Jones got away with a foul there. Lechtenberg comes up with the loose ball rebound. Over to Sando. Sager going right to left towards the east bucket here in the first half today. Into Jones. Put it on the deck. Lost it. And the ball rolls out of bounds and will go to Howell's Dodge. Randy, I think we've got Jordan Ratzlaff, 32, in the starting lineup instead of 34. Okay. Well,
I'll pick it up for you here.
All right, here we come the other way. Now with the basketball. Ratzlaff loaded up one, didn't take it. Give it back out now to Piper. Inside it goes to Trainer. She'll turn a little turnaround hook up. No, got her own rebound. Got it back and puts it up and in for the first 2 points of today's ballgame.
Got those Kelly Green numbers on the black jerseys again, John. Fun stuff.
To the front come the Irish, down 2-0. To the left corner with the basketball. Witt, McKinley Shull to Lechtenberg. Back out to Witt for three from the left side on the rim. No. Rebound Shull looking back out. Lechtenberg from about 15 feet. Missed it. Rebound to McKinley Shull. She had it, lost it. And out of there with the ball. Here come the Jaguars up the floor. Fire with it. Leaves the ball off there, and now a three-pointer up and down. That was Byer, 22 there, I believe. Jade Byer with the triple, and it's 5-0, the Jaguars lead. Here come the Irish to the front, off the right side. Lechtenberg into the paint, out to the left side, pass is tipped off the hands of Howell Dodge, out of bounds. Irish ball on the baseline.
Kind of looks like Howell's Dodge is trying to take a page out of the Why Not playbook here, putting a lot of pressure on defensively early.
Inbound to the basketball, right side of the floor, Lechtenberg, Sando into Shull. Coach Luke Sando maybe trying to get her going today, and Jones throws the ball right away to Piper, and a third turnover by Sacred Heart here in the early going. Up the floor with the ball now, Ratliff gives the ball inside, taken away by the Irish. It's going to be Witt on the run, down the middle, shot blocked, and it comes down to the Jaguars. They throw it blindly up the floor. Trainer caught it. She throws it forward. Drive up, and now Brickachek cut off. Gives the ball out top, and a long three on the way. Sits on the rim, no good for Ratliff. Rebound, Lechtenberg comes out with it, and now she is cut off. Gets the ball away to Jones, and right back to Lechtenberg, ahead to the front court, Sando. Top of the key, right side. She goes to Witt. She walks with it. Yep. Four turnovers by the Irish. Coach Luke Sando stands up, says, relax, girls, settle down.
Subs into the ballgame now. Taylor Steffensmeyer, number 30 in there, and also wearing number 34, Peyton Becker, back onto the floor.
So the Jaguars have the ball at the 5:05 mark of the first quarter. Bring it up the floor, take the ball to the right side wing, drive it in, Ratzlaff shoots, misses, rebound, McKinley Shull. Shull will bring it herself on the right side. Up the floor she goes, bounce past the Witt, three ball from the wing on the rim, won't go. Jones takes it away from Shull, can't connect, and now we're going to have a held ball on the rebound. And let's see. Should be Irish basketball. They're talking it over. Backing up. All right, McKinley Shull will trigger from the baseline. 4:42 to go. Sideline to sideline along the baseline for the Irish into Lechtenberg. The Jaguars got a hand on it. Lechtenberg down the left side to the left hand. Up and good. And Sacred Heart on the board. Down 5-2 at the 4:30 mark of the first quarter. to the left side, a long three up, too strong, no good. Weak side rebound by Brkacek, and a push foul on the Irish, knocking her out of bounds. I believe Hallie Jones be the guilty party here. Nope.
Foul is going to be called on Gentry Lechtenberg. On Lechtenberg, her first personal. Team foul number one on the Irish.
I didn't see her down under there.
I didn't either. Kennedy Tramer is back on the floor now, the 5'10 sophomore.
Dorothy Krause in for the Irish in place of Hallie Jones now. From the baseline, out top to the top of the key, right side, the pass goes now. Steffensmeyer. Pass to Trainer in the middle, got away from defender, off the glass, up and good. And the lead is back up to 5 for the Jaguars, 7-2. To the front court. Oh, lose a sign out there on the board.
Poster got away.
That went a long ways, didn't it? Out on the right side, Sando just inside the three-point line. The right baseline won't go. Rebound tip. The Jaguars have it. Throw it forward up the floor to underneath to a Becker. And getting away as the defender fell down. Two-pointer for the Jaguars. Timeout to Shaky Hart. The bucket by the Steffensmeyer. And it's 9-2, and we're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Steffensmeyer, I guess we're still here. 9-2, Jaguars of Howell Dodge leading Sacred Heart here in the early going. 3:46 left. Sacred Heart coach Luke Santa called the timeout, just trying to settle his. Well, I don't know, he's trying to settle him down or pump him up. Not sure which way it's going right at the moment. It will be Irish basketball, and it'll be McKinley Scholl into Dacey Witt coming up to the front court with the basketball. Come over to Scholl with it, back to Witt. Witt with it. Lechtenberg underneath, and Krause with the catch, a tough catch, and a layup underneath. Dorothy Krause makes it 9-4. Sagan Hart with a 5-point lead to the 3:25 mark. Up the floor the other way, Trainer with it out on the right side. Skip it all the way across the floor, and a pass to the middle underneath, and a turnover now by the Howell Dodge Jaguars. It's a little bit like, why not last night? They're trading players in left and right. Last bucket by Krause, Randy. 9-4, Sacred Heart trailing, but they have the basketball. Scholl to the front court, down the lane goes the senior, goes in and draws a foul on Trainer, who got the worst of that exchange.
I think Trainer's going to be tagged for this one. She was the one in there that had the collision. Yes, it is. And on Kennedy Trainer, that's her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Jaguars.
Jordan Retzlaff back in for the Jaguars, and Hallie Jones will come in for the Irish after the free throws if McKinley Scholl is able to connect here. Senior sets, fires, and fought its way in there, back rim, front rim, and in the hole. Jones is in now in place of Sando. Okay.
Glad to see McKinley Scholl in the scorebook there, John. She failed to score in the game last night and only had 3 free throws on Wednesday night. So need to get her going offensively here.
Yeah, that'll be key for the Irish to get her up and going. Free throw up, nail that one, and we now have a 9-6 ball game. Say Harker within 3 here. Front court with it, Piper. Hands it off, gets it back to the free throw circle area. Now they go inside with it, forcing the shot up inside there. Retzlaff knocked away, recovered by the Jaguars, and now the ball goes again to Piper. Driving in, dishes off, and out to the right side for a 3-ball. No good by Retzlaff. Rebound, Jones had it. They try to take it away. She gets away to Gentry Lechtenberg. Up the floor. Scholl, right side to Witt. Leave it back for Lechtenberg between the circles. And the junior going to pull up. Scholl, 3-ball, left side, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Hallie Jones again, and we got a reach-in foul. And that'll be the second team foul on the Jaguars.
Going to have to wait and see. There were 2 Jaguars over there going after that one. Looks like the foul's going to go on Peyton Becker. On Becker, that's her first personal team foul number 2 on the Jaguars.
Coming in with the ball will be Sacred Heart, and it's off the hands of Lechtenberg. Coming in to try to take it back was McKinley Schull, and she gets called for her first foul of the ball game.
Al McKinley, her first, second team foul on the Irish. 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. 9-6, Owls Dodge on top.
Walking the ball up the floor. Jaguars to the front court. Take it into the free throw circle, and a set shot, or is that a pass? Either way, it wasn't successful. It went right by the backboard and beyond the fingertips of a Jaguar player.
In baseball, do you score that as a hit or an error?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Back in comes Kennedy Traynor for the Jaguars, sitting down Peyton Becker again. The Irish could tie over the long ball here. Now it's Lechtenberg walking the ball up the floor to McKinley Schull. Off the right side, Sando, back to Schull. Looking left, goes to the free throw line, extended left, and now back over to Sando from Lechtenberg. Sando looking at it, they step out on her to Garter. Now to Schull, left side. Kraut dribbles in, back to Schull, over to Sando. Got pass, got through, and a reach in. Oh my. All the fouls we've seen all weekend, that might be the lightest touch one right there. I think that was 34.
That's what I thought, but I'm going to wait till
she's on the bench, so it can't be.
I'm going to wait till they put this one up on the board.
And
32.
Kraut with the ball and throws it away to the Jaguars. Fifth Irish turnover. Minute and a half to play in the first quarter. Leads the ball back now, and the Jaguars down the lane. Shot of the way off the glass. No good. Traynor with another rebound and a putback up and in for Howell Dodge. And the lead is now 11-6 for Howell Dodge. Lechtenberg working the ball up the floor. Off to Schull. Right side Sando. Inside Lechtenberg. Turns, fires, no. And she just committed her second foul. Going over the back of a Jaguar.
Gentry Lechtenberg, her second personal, team foul number 3. We cannot afford to have Lechtenberg in foul trouble.
She's going to head to the bench and into the game for the Irish once again, Daisy Witt. 1:02 to go, first quarter, down 5 are the Irish.
Lechtenberg sat out most of the first half out at Hastings, but man, was she on fire in the third quarter in that district final.
Ball comes in, Brickachek to the front, pass it off, and a three ball from the top is up, and it's good by the guard out top. I can't hear number, and it was at fire. I think it was 22 at the bucket, and now it's 14-6.
I thought Brahacek got that.
I don't know. I couldn't.
Yeah, I was sure.
The little guard out top.
Kylie Brahacek hit the three just now. Zero.
Okay.
Pretty sure. At least that's what I saw.
Irish have it out in your midcourt, playing down 8 for a final shot here. Witt holds it out top near the midcourt circle. Now dribbles with 14 on the clock, moves to the right. Sando breaks to the left baseline, and now Kraus will fire it, missed it. Rebound comes out to the Jaguars. 3 on the clock, 2, they'll fire, and short after 1. Owl Dodge, 14, and Sacred Heart, 6 in the third place game in the D2 state tournament. Back to Lincoln East after this 1 minute timeout on the NSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Welcome back inside Lincoln East High School. We move to the second quarter of action. A fresh 8 minutes up on the score clock. 14-6 our score. an 8-point advantage here for Howell's Dodge. They have the basketball. They'll set it at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes to the baseline left side in the corner. Inside to Tramer. Tramer tries to go around the defender. Ball is up. Got it. And I think Jones is going to get caught for a foul here.
There are three Irish defenders there. They couldn't stop her. And Hallie Jones picks up her first foul of the ball game. First foul of the quarter on the Irish.
At the line for the and one is Kennedy Tramer. Tramer, a 5'10 sophomore. Free throw is on the way. It bounces once and then got the friendly roll. Went clear up to the top of the backboard, John, and dropped through for it. And suddenly, it's an 11-point double-digit lead here for Howell's Dodge, 17-6. In the corner, baseline right side, Sando. Sando looks up top with it. Comes to Witt. Witt on the right wing. Launches a long three. Got it. Boy, the Irish needed that. Daisy Witt hits the three from the right elbow. 17-9. That cuts the lead back to 8. Inside to Trainer. She's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Ball is loose on the floor. Audrey Krause dives after it. Held ball is called. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball on the alternating possession. McKinley Scholl inbounded on the baseline. No pressure here. Tosses into Daisy Witt. Witt will bring the ball up the court. Krause, Witt, Sando, Jones, and Scholl on the floor now for the Irish. Witt on the right elbow comes to the near side. Dorothy Krause across court pass to the far side. They play catch with it out here between the ring. Now goes to Jones on the low post left side in the corner. Back up to Krause, who gives a bounce pass across to Witt on the right wing. Krause penetrates near the free throw circle across to the right side into Scholl. Scholl is triple teamed to Sando in the corner on the right side of the basket. Sando comes back up to Witt. Irish not able to get the offense to function here. They can't get a look at the basket, John.
Well, that zone playing very tight. They're just daring the Irish to shoot from the outside.
Again, Witt backs it out between the rings to the top of the circle, works to the left wing with it. Witt holds the ball above the head. Oh, the ball is tipped away, nearly stolen. Grabbed up by Sando. Bounce pass to the corner. McKinley Scholl from three-point range. Can't get a look. Not sure where that went. The pass went directly to the defender on the baseline. The other direction, Peyton Becker takes it all the way in for a driving lay-in. Up and off, no good. Witt comes down with the rebound. She got hammered. Might be on Tramer.
34, they call on Becker. Her second.
Well, it's interesting.
Signal 34.
I thought Trainer got her, but we'll see. Like maybe I had a bad angle here. When they post it, let me know what they say here. All right, down court. Yeah, you're right. Becker it was. That's her second. Down court come the Irish. McKinley Scholl to the left side to Dorothy Krause. Baseline left side down deep. Looking into Sando in the paint. Sando ducks between two defenders. Tries to go up with a layup, a whistle, and a foul. I'll bet you this one's on Trainer.
52 it is. That's number 2 on Trainer. Team foul number 2 of the quarter on the Jaguars.
At the free throw line, Avery Sando, a 51% free throw shooter on the season. She has not scored this afternoon. First one is up. Rims off. Won't go. She'll get another attempt. Back into the ballgame, McKenna Sindelar checks in, replacing Kennedy Trainer. Avery Sando, the sophomore, 5'5", ready for her second free throw attempt. Shot is on the way up. She got it. That's her first point of the afternoon. And it's down to a 7-point ball game. Irish trailed by 11 a few moments ago. They're on a 4-0 run here. 5:56 to go in the first half. On the right wing with the ball is Sindelar. Has it stolen away. Fast break coming the other direction. They feed it across, trying to get it to Sando. Witt tried to feed it inside to Sando. Now Krause steals the ball back at midcourt. We've got a tie-up. Everybody after. The official wait to sort this thing out.
Call a foul?
He's going to put a foul on Howell's Dodge.
Wow.
Did you get it?
So I think it's 32, but I won't swear to it.
We got an official that's a quick draw and putting the fingers up there, John.
Jordan Ressler. Yes, it is. Her second. Third foul of the quarter now on the Jaguars.
All right, with the basketball, Daisy Witt. Irish down by 7. Sando for 3 from the right elbow off the iron. Scholl with the rebound, almost had it taken away. One dribble, try for layup, won't go, but she'll be fouled. And we'll be putting Scholl to the line. McKinley Scholl, the senior, will be shooting 2 shots. She is the only senior on the Irish roster.
0, that one I got. Kylie Brickachek with the foul, her first.
McKinley Scholl. Free throw on the way up and good. She's now 3 for 3 from the line this afternoon. She'll have another shot coming here. Look into the basket. Shot on the way, up and off the back of the iron. Won't go. That one rimmed out for her. Down to a 6-point lead, 17-11, with 5:26 to go here in the second quarter. At the top of the circle, that's Pieper with the ball. To the right side, comes over to Sindelar. Baseline down deep, right side of the basket. Oh, they go underneath. Shot is up and good. Who got it, John? Can you read it?
I'm going to wait till she turns, I'll tell you. Zero.
Okay, for a hot check. She's got 5 points now in the ball game. We apologize for that, but again, these are dark Kelly Green numbers on black jerseys. And, John, they were obviously designed not to be read on huddle when you want to try and scout, because no way you'd ever read one of those on the huddle camera. 4:58 to go here in the first half, 19-11. The lead is back to 8. Dorothy Krause penetrates in, tried to put up a floater. Rebound Jones. She tried for a follow shot. Whistle on a foul. Jones is going to be fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot 2 shots.
Foul will be on Peyton Becker, and that'll be her third foul, if that's what he flashed over here.
At the free throw line, Kelly Jones, 64% free throw shooter on the year. This one hits the back of the rim and comes out of there. Kelly's not scored yet, the freshman, so far.
Elise Reschke, a 5'8 freshman, checks into the game for the Irish, now and plays to Dorothy Krause.
All right, ready for her second shot, freshman Kelly Jones. Takes aim, launches the shot. It's up off the right side, no good, and the rebound to Brahacek. Across the timeline, quickly down court with the dribble, I think that's Brahacek. Into the corner, down deep left side, back between the rings, top of the circle on the dribble, the ball comes to Sindelar. Around the horn, they just keep working on the outside perimeter with 4.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Now deep low post right side under the basket. They've got her trapped, and McKinley Scholl ties her up. Held ball is called. Possession arrow favors the Jaguars. They'll keep the basketball. Back into the ball game now. Taylor Steffensmeyer checks in. Steffensmeyer onto the court. The girls could at least wear different colored shoes. That would help me a lot here, John.
Well, they want it all to match.
We learned to adapt to some of these jerseys that we aren't able to read. At the top of the key, that's Sindelar. Out of the left elbow, in the paint, falling to the floor. They kick it out to Sindelar on the right. She launches a 3. Up and off, no good. Kelly Jones with the rebound. Down court in a hurry. McKinley Scholl feeds it underneath to Sando. Oh, Sando had a look there for a minute. Couldn't get right up with it. If she'd have caught the ball cleanly. There's a long 3 by Witt at the top of the key. It doesn't go, and the rebound goes to the floor and picked up on the first bounce. Jaguars come on the attack with 3:45 to go in the quarter. An 8-point lead, 19-11. Ball is loose to the top of the key. Over to the right elbow it comes. That's Pieper that's handling the ball. Now a driving layup on the baseline, up and off, no good. Collision on the baseline, probably going to be Helly Jones getting called here.
That will be her second foul of the ball game. Team foul number 2 of the quarter on the Irish.
John, is that Bear or Ratliff at the line? Ponytail.
Well, I believe it's Ratliff.
Okay.
32.
First free throw is up, off, no good. She'll get another attempt. 3:35 to go here in the first half. 19-11 your score. Ratliff free throw is up, off the back of the iron. That doesn't go. And the rebound is Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg down court with it. McKinley Scholl hands the ball up to D.C. Witt. Irish need some points here in these final 3 minutes. They don't want to go into the locker room with a double-digit deficit, that's for sure. Round to Sando on the right side. Now in the corner. Scholl back up to Sando. Open look, 3. Sando in and out. Doesn't go. Irish not having any luck. They've only hit 1 3 this afternoon. That was from Daisy Witt. Into forecourt with the ball. Natalie Pieper feeds it underneath to Trainer. Trainer has the ball blocked away and grabbed up underneath by McKinley Scholl. Outlet pass to Gentry Lechtenberg into forecourt. Back to Scholl it comes. Almost missed the handle on it. Ball is going to be kicked off the foot of Natalie Pieper. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball.
Well, the Irish trying to get into this 8-point lead. That's where we were after one quarter. We played even so far here in the second this afternoon.
2:54 to go here in the first half. Now the official has an issue with where we're going to inbound the ball. They'll bring it in on the side in forecourt. Avery Sando will toss it in right in front of the coaching staff here for Howells Dodge. Inbound the pass to Dacey Witt. Witt at the midcourt circle to the left elbow. Up to the left side, Reschke with the ball. Across court, that's Sando on the dribble. Again, the Witt at the top of the key. Sando, long pass inside. Lechtenberg, she tries to move to the basket. Got double-teamed immediately. Reschke had an open look, decided not to take the long two, and gives it back up to Witt once again. Reschke again with an open look. They're just letting her have a look at it, daring her to shoot the ball. Witt to the right side, Sando, Reschke, left side in the corner. McKinley Scholl, long two, it's off no good. Irish just not shooting the ball well this afternoon, John.
Probably haven't shot 25% for the weekend.
Beeper goes inside to Trainer. Here's a long shot from the corner. A three that's up and off no good. Beeper chases it down, stepped on the sideline, and it'll be Irish basketball. Sacred Heart will get it back. 2:06 to go here in the first half. Back into the ball game, Jade Mayer. Mayer comes into the game. She'll replace Jordan Raslow.
Krause into the game for the Irish. Steadying down will be Elise Reschke.
Down court with the dribble comes Witt. Across the timeline here at Lincoln East High School. Witt picks up the dribble to the left side. Krause, boy, they're passing up open looks over here. Krause works it to the deep left corner, goes inside to Lechtenberg in the paint, right back up top to Witt. Spin move, free throw line, Witt, jump shot up, bounces once, twice, off no good. Rebound to Howell Dodge, whistle for a foul on the Irish.
Uh-oh.
Oh my, that's going to be on Lechtenberg, I think, John.
That is, and that was really unfortunate. She pretty much went sprayed up, but there was contact. Now she's going to go back to the bench for the third foul.
Entry Lechtenberg goes to the bench, coming in a freshman to replace her, Elise Reschke, into the contest. 5'8 freshman on the floor now for the Irish. 19-11. The lead is 8 for the Jaguars. They beat it to Trainer in the paint, almost taken away by Sando. There's a long three right side that's up and off no good. Rebound, follow shot, putback won't go. Trainer had the rebound, then they tried to take it away from her. Jump ball's going to be called. Possession arrow favors the Irish. Sacred Heart will get the basketball.
Coming up here at halftime, we'll have our wrap-up of the first half on our stats. That's brought to you by the Highland Community College.
1:22 to go here in the first half. We're at Lincoln East High School. Nebraska State Tournament, third-place consolation game, Class D2 for the girls. Irish go to the right side to Avery Sando with a bounce pass. Back up to Witt it comes. Witt on the right elbow with the ball. Now to Sando in the corner. Low post right side. Oh, they tried to lob it in. They were trying to get it to Reschke, and I think Reschke got hammered inside the paint. They should put Reschke to the line.
Foul will go on Mackenzie Sindelar. Her first, and they're over the limit. Two free throws.
Chance for Elise Reschke, the freshman, to get in the scorebook here. Shooting two. The first one is up and off. No good. She'll get another one. Well, John, there's one thing coming from all of this. A lot of freshmen and sophomores are getting some state tournament experience under their belt for future seasons coming up.
True.
Second shot is up and good. Irish only have 8 players in uniform here today. That's only 8 players suited up to play. On the right side with the ball, that's Pieper. Now to the top of the key, a long three that's off the rim, no good, and the rebound comes down to McKinley Scholl. Scholl gets it out to Witt. Witt's going to push it down. 4-on-2. Ball tipped away. Grabbed up by Dorothy Krause. Krause goes to the corner. She's in trouble. Gets it into McKinley Scholl in the paint. Scholl goes up with a floater. She'll be fouled. And McKinley Scholl is going to go to the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots.
Foul, I believe, 30, Taylor Steffensmeyer. Her first. Scholl back to the line for the third time today.
Yeah, Scholl is 3 out of 4 from the line today, 73% on the season. As it hits the back of the iron and bounces out on her, she's now made 3 of 5. She'll have another attempt coming.
Audrey Breivik back in, a 5'8 freshman now.
McKinley, go ahead.
Taylor Steffensmeyer back in there as well, I believe.
39 seconds to play here in the quarter. McKinley Scholl takes aim. Second free throw is up. This one's good. Got it down. She's now hit 4 out of 6, has 4 points. Back to a 6-point ball game, 19-13. Irish need a stop here, get one more bucket before the half, keep this thing close. Howell Dodge going to play it down. Here's a long three. That's off no good. The Irish have the rebound. Time to do something with it. Oh, no. Ball goes out of bounds, and it went off the foot of Avery Sando. Coach Sano adamant that that's not what happened. He looks at both officials, not going to get a change in their opinion. Looked like the ball was knocked away from Avery Sano. The referee apparently felt it went off her leg. And the ball's going to stay with Howell Dodge. That's a big possession with 20 seconds here, John. Especially if Howell Dodge can capitalize and put any more points up. They lead it by 6 now with 15 seconds. They look inside to the top of the key with it. They're going to play for one final shot. Moving toward the basket. Shot is up and off. No good. Out of bounds. Blocked away by Scholl. McKinley Scholl blocked the shot cleanly. 7.3 seconds to go. Howell Dodge inbounds it under their own basket. Into the corner with the ball deep. Grassler up to the top of the key, thinking about it. They're going to get a shot off and blocked at the buzzer, but it doesn't go. And at the half, the Howells Dodge Jaguars are leading the Sacred Heart Irish. Our halftime score, Howells Dodge 19 and Sacred Heart 13. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and we'll be back then with our halftime scoring recap on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As prom season approaches, Nemaha County Hospital wants to ask everyone in our community to help our youth create positive memories that last a lifetime. Please remind our high school students to make good choices. Help them plan ahead for safe transportation. Ask young drivers to avoid distractions or offer to be the driver. And never buy for or sell alcohol to underage kids. Let's make this prom season one to remember for all the right reasons.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
We welcome you back inside Lincoln East High School. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish are trailing Howell Dodge 19-13, and it's time now for our halftime scoring recap, and it's presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now here's John with a look at the first half numbers.
Thank you, Randy. A slow start offensively for the Irish this afternoon. They are led in the first half by McKinley Scholl with 4 points, all at the free throw line. Avery Sato has one. Dorothy Krause, 2. 3 for Daisy Witt. Elise Reschke with 1. 2 for Gentry Lechtenberg. And that's all the Irish scoring. They went 6 out of 9 at the line in the first half. Turned it over 8 times. 3 fouls on Gentry Lechtenberg. She's up much of quarter number 2. 2 fouls on Hallie Jones. For Howell Dodge, we've got 9 points for Kennedy Trainer underneath there, the 5'10 sophomore. 5 in the first half for Kylie Brickachek. 3 for Jade Bear, and 2 for Taylor Steffensmeyer. They had 3 fouls on Peyton Becker, 2 each on Trainer and Jordan Ratzlaff in the first half. Either team lighting up the scoreboard, Randy.
Not at all after kind of a tepid performance offensively in the first two games. The Irish with 30 points and 32 points. It's gotten even worse here, down to just 13 points in the first half. Not a lot of offensive production. This halftime scoring recap has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home, but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. KTNC.edu. Right now, we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout and send it back to the studios at KTNC and Sunny 101.3. We'll have 2 minutes of important sponsor information, a weather update for you, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know that martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during free trial week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City. Monday, March 18th, Thursday, 21st, and Saturday, the 23rd, all classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. We have something for everyone. Find out more at facebook.com/HellerMartialArts or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
Frontier Bank is proud to continue the tradition of the Centennial Scholarship Program that was established by the former Richardson County Bank and Trust Company in 1980 when the bank observed its 100th anniversary. Two $1,750 scholarships, one in business and one in agricultural, are awarded annually to outstanding students who have graduated from the Richardson County High School and are furthering their education at a four-year college. 2024 senior students, see your school counselor for application. You are the leaders of tomorrow. Frontier Bank, member FDIC.
Farmman City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farmman City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki with your weather for the tri-state area. A fire weather watch begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 71. Southerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows dip down to about 53. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This February, F&M Bank is looking to share the love by bringing you exceptional service and financial opportunities. Need a loan? We've got you covered. Looking for smart saving options? F&M Bank has tailored solutions just for you. Plus, our friendly, locally known team is always ready to assist you with a smile. Whether it's personal banking, loans, or financial advice, F&M Bank is here to make your financial journey a breeze. Visit us today and experience a bank with a heart. Because at F&M Bank, it's not just about money. It's about you. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
We welcome you back to Lincoln East High School. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish are trailing Howell Dodge at the half, 19-13. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from five additional locations in Northeast Kansas. John, we want to take a minute to congratulate the Peru State men's basketball team. A big win last night in the Heart of America Conference semifinal game. They went down to Olathe, Kansas, and defeated the number 10 nationally ranked Mid-America Nazarene 71-67. Now that puts the Bobcats into the Heart of America Conference championship game. That'll be played Monday night at 7 o'clock in Baldwin City, Kansas, against Baker University. And John, a win there would result in an automatic berth in the NAIA National Tournament for the Bobcats. So good luck to Coach Roman Gentry and the Peru State Bobcats Monday night at Baldwin City. 7 o'clock tip-off, they'll face Baker University.
Lots of traveling after that one, huh?
Yeah, after that, they could be anywhere around the country. The first round of the NAIA tournament is played at the home-ranked or the highest-ranked team in the matchup. And that could be anywhere, coast to coast, literally. The NAIA spreads all the way across the country. They used to play the entire tournament at one location, including the first round. In 1993, I traveled with the Bobcats. We went to Nampa, Idaho, and played out in Idaho for the national tournament. Got a win over Tiffin, Ohio in the first round, too. So lots of fun with college basketball right around southeast Nebraska. Here, we've got high school to go, one more half of the girls' season, and then we'll be back next week again. Let's remind everybody about our coverage of the boys' tournament.
Our coverage is underway Thursday with Class C1 and Class D1 action. There are three undefeated boys' teams in the state of Nebraska. Two of them reside in Nemaha County. Auburn Bulldogs, ranked number one at 26-0. They are the third seed. They'll take on number six seed, DC West, 22-3, a team the Bulldogs defeated earlier this year. That game at 3:15 at the Vantage Center on Thursday. Then Thursday night, back to the Vantage Center, Class D1, state champion from a year ago. Number one ranked, number two seed, Johnson Brock, 25-0. They take on Riverside, team that's seeded number seven. They are 19-7. That's 6 o'clock tip-off at the Vantage Center on Thursday night.
John, as we wind things up on our girls' season for our coverage, we want to take a moment again to acknowledge our board operators working back at the studios, both at KTNC and at Sunny 101.3 this afternoon. Aaron Wisdom in his usual perks there at on Stone Street in Fall City at the KTNC studios. Ray Penning is our producer-engineer for this afternoon's broadcast on Sunny 101.3. Together, Aaron Wisdom, Ray Penning, Randy Gatula, John Nixon, we make up what we affectionately call the MSC Sports Radio Network this afternoon on both KTNC and Sunny 101.3. Well, John, it's no secret. The Irish are going to have to find some offense here. Only 13 points in the first half. Well within reach. I mean, with a three-point bucket, a six-point lead, can be gone poof just like that. So let's see what happens. We're ready to move to third quarter action. 19-13, the Irish trail. Howell Dodge has the ball first, and here's John.
The Irish are going to start with Dorothy Krause in the lineup in place of Gentry Lechtenberg with three fouls here in the third quarter. Take the ball over the top on the right side, and now a skip pass to the left and a three ball from the wing off the mark by Brikacek. And the ball slapped out of bounds off of Jones.
I sure like having Howell's Dodge down on our end. The numbers get a little bit easier down there.
That's true. No inbound off the baseline. Bring it in. Trainer around the perimeter. They play catch with it. Fire back down to Brikacek. Drives in, and Howie Jones steps out, steps into her, picks up the foul.
Well, the freshman was not going to give up the baseline. She left, no doubt. You're not taking the baseline on me in a big collision down there.
That's the third on Howie Jones, first of the half. And inbound the ball, out top between the circles. Brick shot. Out three ball on the mark, off the mark, no good. Put up by Howell Dodge out there, I believe. That was Fever. The Irish bring it up the floor, and the ball is knocked away out of bounds.
Elise Reschke into the ball game now for the Irish. Comes in to replace Hallie Jones. So now you've got Reschke, Krause, Sando, Witt, and Scholl on the floor for the Irish.
two sophomores, two freshmen, and a senior.
Two starters on the bench with three fouls each.
Stacy Wood on the right side, reverses, goes left on the lane, and gets the ball away. Kraus, a little weave out top, now to Sando. She'll drill from the right side to the left side, turn to the corner, down the lane to the left hand, off the backboard, too strong, rebound and outlet, and on the run, throwing it up, and it's blocked away. Stacy Witt with great hustle back.
That could have very easily been Irish basketball there. Witt did touch the ball, but after that, it looked like a shooting motion threw the ball out of bounds.
All right, bring the ball in beyond the three-point line for the Jaguars. Turning, Trainer, shooting, missing. Rebound to the Irish, brought down by Scholl, and now a blocking foul on the Jaguars.
Well, Scholl started up the sideline, and contact made by Natalie Pieper. On Pieper, that's her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Jaguars.
6:53 to go in the third quarter. Irish basketball coming up the floor with it will be Stacy Witt. Off to Sando. Across the free throw lane, Scholl. Back out to Witt. Moving left, hands off Sando. The Irish are in close, they can't get an open look for three. Stand down the lane, Scholl. Short off the rim, got it back, and now we've got a whistle. We have a held ball. I believe we do.
Oh, we're going to get a foul.
Oh.
Your guess is as good as mine, John. We'll have to wait until they post it. I'll get it for you.
Bring it into Witt. Into the right block is McKinley Scholl. Turns, fires, fouled, and we'll go to the line for two more.
The foul a moment ago was on Brahacek. That's her second personal, second team foul. Now we'll see who this one goes on. This foul.
She got another one. She did.
Okay.
Scholl, free throw is good. That foul also on Brahacek. It's her third, second foul of the quarter. Free throw good again from McKinley Scholl, and now it's a five-point ball game. The Irish down by four, 19-14, the 6:18 mark of the third quarter.
Irish just kind of in survival mode here now, trying to stay close and get Lechtenberg back into the ballgame out of foul trouble here in a minute.
A skip pass across to the right side at the elbow, holding it back now again to the left side. Driving in, throwing it up off the mark, no good by Beyer. Another rebound by McKinley Scholl.
Very similar to what they did against Dundee County in the district final. They held on till they could get Lechtenberg back on the floor. That's what they're doing here.
Scholl with it out to Sando. Swinging around, back in. Witt had it knocked away. A dive on to the ball. And a held ball that will stay on the Irish end here. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm hoping at this point Lechtenberg's on the bench with fouls. She's not ill. You know, she did not look like herself in the early part of this game.
Yeah.
So maybe she's a bit under the weather, which could happen.
Well, we witnessed a remarkable turnaround
yeah.
when she re-entered the game out at Hastings against Dundee County. She scored 6 points in the first minute or so. She was back in the game.
All right, Irish basketball, Sando cross court to Witt, loads up a three, it's off the mark, and oh, did they touch it? No, the Jaguars did not touch it. Pulling her hand back quickly with Ratliff. 19-15, the Irish within four. They trailed by as many as 11 in the ballgame. It was 17-6. It's been a 9-2 run for the Irish since that time. The other way we go, Ricochek with it. Now back cross, they play catch around the perimeter. They're not attacking now. Timeout called by the Halzod Jaguars, leading by four, and we're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Well, Coach Luke Sando has two of his starters on the bench with three fouls each, Gentry Lechtenberg and Ellie Jones. Meanwhile, Dorothy Kraus and Elise Reschke are filling in admirably here, a pair of freshmen on the floor, just keeping the Irish. In fact, they've closed up to within four now.
Jaguar ball, bringing it in. It will be Beyer. Now pass it to the near left side, and now a three-pointer on the way up and buried it. That is Peyton Becker with her first point of the ball game. And now it is 22-15. Jaguars lead by 7 again. Shadow to the front. Drew in against the zone defense off the left side to Witt. Out on the left baseline is Shaw. Now to Kraus on the right side. Her pass tip. He pushes it away out to Sando. And there's a reset the offense. Sando top of the key inside to Kraus. Underneath it is up on the rim. No good by Reschke. Rebound up by Scholl. It will not go. Scholl knocked it loose. It's back the other way. Here come the Jaguars with a big step. No, I think they call it a Euro step when you travel, right?
Yeah.
At least Reschke with the rebound for the Irish.
Lechtenberg up off the bench getting ready to check in at the next stoppage.
Down to Scholl, right baseline. Out top, Sando. To the right side, Kraus and back. Scholl for three. It's up. It's on the rim. Won't go. Rebound grabbed up by the Jaguars. There's a tackle. And the ball was really late. Who are they going to put this on? They're going to put it on Kraus.
Yes, Dorothy Kraus picks up her first personal. Second team foul of the quarter on the Irish. Back onto the floor comes Natalie Pieper into the lineup. And also Kennedy Trainer back on the floor. The big girl inside.
Lechtenberg in for the Irish now. 3:48 left, third quarter. A 7-point lead. The Irish cut it down to 4. Need a stop and a bucket. To the front court we go. Jaguars underneath. Knocked loose by Scholl. Lechtenberg has it. Held ball will stay on the Jaguar end.
Well, that made a lot of people's hearts skip a beat on the Irish side. Open Lechtenberg looking at the foul there.
Well, she had the ball first.
The noise worked that
That's
way.
That's true. The Jaguars looking, lobbying. Well, that was close to a 5-second call there. Trainer. Kicks it out to the right wing and driving the baseline. Now pass it across the baseline and back out to the top for three. It's up. It's good. Bucket again by Sevensmeyer. And she's got 5. And the lead all of a sudden is up to 10. 25-15. Timeout called by the Irish. Down by 10. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Our presenting sponsor for this afternoon's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt. Stop and see them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Say thanks to Bruna Implement Company if you enjoy these broadcasts of state tournament basketball.
25-15, back-to-back triples by the Jaguars. Pushed their 4-point lead to a 10-point lead here against Sacred Heart. Holly Jones checked back in for the Irish. Luke Sando's going to roll with his starting 5 here. See if he can make a run back at it with this 10-point deficit.
It's going to reach that now or never point. Now that you're at 10 points here, you can't get behind any farther.
Ball comes in. Dacey Witt, sophomore at the point. Right side, Sando back to Witt. Passes tip, chasing it down. Witt recovers in the backcourt. Brings it back to the front. Right side, Sando looks. Witt, left side, moves up down the corner. Scholl, and the pass to Lechtenberg. Loose, it goes to Hallie Jones. The held ball will stay on the Irish end here. Now the Irish to trigger from the baseline now. It'll be McKinley Scholl. Bring it in. The Irish have only made 3 buckets in this game, Randy. A 3-pointer and 2 twos. Now four.
Lechtenberg.
Lechtenberg gets that one. Her second field goal. And it's 25-17.
Beautiful little inbound lob pass. She just caught it and shot it.
Now the other way. The Jaguars have it. And a ball and a foul on Avery Sando. Her first. third foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart.
Now, that's quite a point you make there, John. That is only the fourth field goal for the Irish in this entire ballgame, scored just a moment ago.
Jade Beyer back in, a 5'5 junior, and also Jordan Rassel back in for the Jaguars. Sacred Heart going to man-to-man pressure here. Out top of the basketball is Jade Beyer. Kylie Jones on a guard. I'm not sure that's the matchup the Irish want there. Take it down low, back out to Beyer for three, and Hallie Jones just knocked her to the middle of next week, trying to block the shot.
Yeah, she'll be shooting three shots here. The shot was off, but boy, Jones made contact. That is her fourth personal and team foul number four of the quarter.
That's why you don't necessarily want that matchup. Hallie's not used to playing guards on defense.
Who'll get you?
22, I believe. That's Beyer. First one is good. Should get two more here, I think. Second one on the way up and good. Now the lead is up to 10 again, 27-17.
Jones leaves the ball game with four personals. Dorothy Krause back into the lineup for the Irish.
Third free throw for Jade Beyer is up. She knocks them all three down, and the lead goes to 11. 28-17, matching the biggest depth of the day for Sacred Heart. Right side to beat Sando. Eric dribbling around, looking in the middle, can't find anybody in the middle. Gets the 2-3 zone. Back out top, now to Daisy Witt. Now they try to go to Lechtenberg, too tall and a little behind her on the pass, the turnover to the Jaguars. They throw it ahead to Brzoczyk, up the floor, running out, layup, up and good. With the bucket, Randy was 32, Rassler. Her first field goal, and now it's a 13-point lead. Another timeout with a minute 42 to go in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments, call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Back in Lincoln East, the home of the Spartans. Most nights of the basketball game is being played. Today it's the home to Howell's Dodge and Sacred Heart right now in the D2 third place game of the state tournament. All right, it will be Dorothy Krause to inbound the ball to Daisy Witt for the Irish. Krause down in the corner. Scholl, fake three, drives in, shoots off the glass, no rebound. Lechtenberg throws it up and in. Lechtenberg with the bucket. It's 30-19. Sacred Heart down by 11. To the front court we go now. The Bobcats have it. A dribble drive on the baseline and a foul on Avery Santa. As the ball handler went by her, she made contact and knocked her down.
On Avery, that'll be her second personal, team foul number four of the quarter on the Irish. We won't be shooting yet.
I think that's five.
That may be so. Says four up there on the
trainer back into the ball game. They're shooting, and she wasn't shooting motion, was she? There, now it's five. Now it's five fouls.
You were right all along, John, the officials and I. Silly me. I was going.
The officials don't really keep track. This guy down here running the clock, yeah. Little party.
Silly me, I was going with the official getting ready to play the ball in on a baseline down there.
All right, Jade Beyer at the line again, just knocked down three in a row, and now in and out, no good. She'll get another one with an 11-point advantage for her Jaguars. Minute 19 to go in the third quarter. Second free throw coming. It's on the way up, and it's good. We have 7 points in the ball game, and the lead is 11. 12. Better speed him up a little bit on that clock. Take the ball into Lechtenberg. Double team and taken away by Trainer. 10th Irish turnover. To the front, the Jaguars give it out top now to Pieper. into Trainer, backing in, throws it back out to the top. 53 seconds to go in the quarter. They're not in any big hurry to do anything here. Handle the ball back and forth against the Irish man-to-man defense. Into Trainer, double team, and traveling.
Good defense there by McKinley Scholl, John. Scholl got up and got a big old handful of basketball. Trainer just couldn't move and ended up moving her pivot foot, walking.
40 seconds to go. The Irish working it slowly up the floor. Witt stands in the midcourt circle. Off the right side, Krause didn't make the catch. The ball goes out of bounds on the sideline.
Well, you hate to see those unforced turnovers like that, John. You have a chance for the final possession of the period here to maybe score and have the ball get away.
I mean, they're not a defender within 10 feet. Now up the floor, and a foul on D.C. Witt trying to cover behind and make a steal.
Yeah, on Witt, that is going to be her first personal, but that's team foul number 6. We'll be shooting 2.
Steffensmeyer to the line, 5 points the ball game, first trip to the free throw line. 28.7 seconds left in this third quarter. First one on the way is up and rattles off. No good. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3, KLZA Falls City, and KTNC 1230 AM and 107.1 FM in Falls City.
That's a mouthful.
Yes, it is. Free throw on the way up. Bounces off, no good. Lechtenberg tackled from behind. Rebounds end up with Krause. Jaguar fell on top of Lechtenberg. But here come the Irish, down by 12. And across to Sando. Inside it goes, and back out Lechtenberg from Scholl. Gets it off the glass, up and good. She's got 8. Now the other way we go with the basketball front court. Piper, the 10-point game again. And now a block by Sando and a foul call. Oh,
well, Avery Sando saw the writing on the wall. It was going to be a sure 2 and lay it in, so she went up and made a defensive effort. Avery picks up her third personal. We'll be shooting 2 shots.
I don't know who that is, right?
He's got a ponytail.
It might be Steffensmeyer again. Free throw up. Good. Number 30.
Folks, they're wearing dark green numbers on black jerseys and long ponytails.
I think it's Steffensmeyer. And facing the wrong way. First one was no good. Second one up and good.
Steffensmeyer it is.
And now the lead is 11. And that is our third quarter. Howell Dodge, 32, Singer, 21. Back in 1 minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Welcome back inside Lincoln East High School. We have 8 minutes of girls' high school basketball remaining in the season. The Sacred Heart Irish find themselves trailing Howells Dodge 32-21, down by 11, here in this Class D2 third-place consolation game. The basketball will belong to Howells Dodge. They will inbound it and have the first possession of this fourth and final stanza. They'll inbound it, of course, on the side near midcourt. Irish come out in a man-to-man defense. Here's the inbound pass. They lob it in between the rings, top of the key to Hotchek with the ball to the left wing. Comes over to Vayer. Vayer dribbles out near the midcourt circle. They may slow it down a little here, John. Uh-oh, whistle. The ball is tipped out of bounds. We're going to have a foul called, I think, on Gentry Lechtenberg.
Yeah, that's about the widest one you got today. Her fourth. First foul of the quarter. That's four on Lechtenberg, four on Hallie Jones, and three on Avery Sando for Sacred Heart.
I think at this point, Coach Luke Sando figures I might as well leave Lechtenberg in the ballgame, taking her out now. Here's a try for a lay-in that's put up. Doesn't go. The shot put up by Ratzliff. No foul call, just a block shot. Powell dodges and inbound it. Baseline into their own basket. They'll trigger it in on the right side of the backboard. Waiting to lob the pass in. It comes all the way up top to Becker. Becker to the near side. Comes over with the pass to Bayer. Bayer. Ball was tipped up loose for a minute. Almost stolen there by Krause. Powell's dodge gets it back inside the paint. Going in for a driving layup. Up off, no good. Try for a follow shot. Doesn't go. Lechtenberg battles for the rebound. And coming out with the basketball, Dacey Witt. Witt on the dribble down court. 7:22 to go in the ball game. Irish down by 11. Trailing 32-21. Left side, Lechtenberg. Witt for a long three off the iron. No. Krause chases down the rebound. Good job by the freshman, Dorothy Krause. Up to the top of the key, Witt in the paint. Floater partially blocked from behind. Good defense there on the part of Howell's Dodge. 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. Oh, almost traveling with the ball in backcourt. There were the Jaguars. They've got the ball into forecourt to the near side. It comes over to the hands of Pieper. Long three up and good. Natalie Pieper hits the three from out on the left wing, and that kind of blows things wide open, John. Suddenly a 14-point deficit for the Lady Irish, down 35-21 with 6:35 to go in the ballgame. Avery Sando for three, or a long two, that doesn't go. Ball goes to the floor, rebound, Howell's Dodge, fast break in the open, driving laying up, doesn't go. And a whistle, we're going to have a foul called probably on Sando.
All right. It is. I'm not surprised. I thought it was going to be on Witt. That's four on Avery.
Second team foul at the line. Howell's Dodge shooting two shots. Your guess is as good as mine, John.
30-something.
First free throw is up and off, no good.
32. Left.
Okay, she misses the first one. She'll have a second shot coming. Ratzliff, 5'8 junior. 12 points per game. Shot is up and good. She got that one. She's now got three in the contest this afternoon. 36-21, a 15-point lead now with 6:15 to go in the ballgame. Dacey Witt, bounce pass to Sando, in the paint. McKinley Scholl, oh, nice feed to Krause, couldn't finish. Scholl made a nice pass there to Krause, but Dorothy just couldn't finish the shot on the baseline. You got to wonder when they start slowing things down here with a 15-point lead, John. Howell's Dodge to the near side. Comes to Pieper with it. A cross-court pass standing on the right elbow. Back between the rings on the dribble with the ball. Rahacek, baseline left side. Try for driving layup. Up and off, no good. Whistle or foul is going to be on Dorothy Krause, I think.
Dorothy will pick up her second foul of the ball game. Team foul number three already here in the fourth quarter on Shaken Heart.
This is Ratzliff back of the line, I think, from the ponytail. My guess. Free throw is up and good.
Yes.
Jordan Ratzliff now has made 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Has 4 points in the ball game. Here's Hallie Jones back into the lineup, replacing Dorothy Krause now for the Irish with 5:46 to go in the ballgame. Jordan Ratzliff, 5'8 junior. Second free throw is up, bounces off the back of the iron, and the rebound to Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg will bring the ball up for herself. Gentry's just going to have to start taking things over here and do it pretty quickly, John. That's what she was able to do at Dundee County. Irish with the ball. Avery Sando penetrates at the free throw line. Kicks to the corner. Baseline right side. There's Lechtenberg. Turnaround jump shot up off the top. Too strong. Wouldn't go. That was a nice look there. A little 8-foot jumper from the right side of the lane, but it wouldn't fall. Dribbling into the paint. Driving for the lay-in. Shot is up and good by Jordan Ratzliff. Ratzliff's kind of come alive here in the fourth quarter. 2 for 4 from the line and now has a field goal also. 39-21. Full timeout's going to be taken by the Irish. 5:02 to go in the ballgame. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish State Tournament Basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon,
Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Well, the Irish have fallen behind, John, by 18 points. Not completely out of reach. There's still 5:02 left to go here, but this one's kind of starting to get away from them here,
John. Yeah, just can't get the ball to go in the hole and they get a good shot today. And the defense has been ready. That last drive by Powell Dodge, the Irish kind of said, well, Olay, if you reach him, some may have got foul trouble. They don't want to foul out.
Coach Luke Sano has had his girls at the state tournament in 17 out of his 18 seasons as head coach, has a number of state championships, a number of runner-up finishes, I think 6 third places. He's never lost a third-place game and may very well be adding a fourth-place finish to his list of accomplishments here at the state tournament. It's been a heck of an 18 years anyway you slice it. Here's a long three that's up and off. No good. A battle for the rebound. And Helly Jones wasn't let go of that thing for anything. And they end up with a held ball possession. Errol State with the Irish. I love to see the experience these freshmen are getting here, John.
Yeah, doing well for the future.
All right, inbounding the ball, the lone senior on this Irish team, McKinley Scholl, tosses it up top to D.C. Witt. Inside it goes Lechtenberg, has it deflected away. Sano for three, off no good. Scholl rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. McKinley Scholl, I believe that is her first field goal of the state tournament, and it comes right here. As she put that one down, she's now got 8 points. Long down court pass to the left side of the lane. Back up top, they put it over the head of Trainer. Now they'll back it out, and the ball stolen away. Then Sando gets knocked to the floor, and we'll have a whistle and a foul called on Howell's Dodge.
Ratzliff will call for the foul. It'll be her first and the first foul of the quarter on the Jaguars.
Into the lineup now, Jade Bayer checks in. Bayer comes in for Ratzliff with 4:15 to go in the ballgame. 39-23, a huge 16-point lead for Howells Dodge, the Irish, with the basketball. Old Sando let it get away from her, has to chase it down. Top of the circle, comes up to D.C. Witt. Witt, bounce pass, again finds Sando on the left elbow. She thought about the three, had an open look, passed it up. Inside Lechtenberg, they double-team her immediately and take the ball away from her. Trainer comes up with it. There again is Helly Jones diving in after that. She reminds me of an NFL lineman going after a fumble.
Yeah.
She wants that basketball.
It doesn't do any good to go down there and stand around and dribble back and forth. You're going to have to shoot the ball.
That's for sure. Trainer, a cross-court pass to the near side to Becker. Across the Trainer, back across on the far side. She gets it across the timeline. To the top of the key it comes. Again, off to Jordan Ratzliff here on the near side. 3:33 to go in the ballgame. Becker with the ball. They're going to slow things down here, and why not? You're up by 16 points with 3.5 minutes. Oh, I'm surprised they did that. Tried to put it inside. Witt seals the ball. Now Witt gets a bounce pass up to Lechtenberg across the timeline. Here comes Gentry working the left wing in the paint, driving for a layup, gets knocked to the floor. Whistle and a foul, and Gentry Lechtenberg is going to be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Trainer picks up her third foul for the Jaguars, and team foul number two of this fourth quarter.
Shooting two shots, Gentry Lechtenberg, first trip to the line tonight. Shot is up and short. Off the front of the rim, she'll have another attempt. Gentry Lechtenberg has 8 points in the ballgame so far this afternoon here at Lincoln East. Lechtenberg's second shot is up. It's good. She got that one. Now 1 out of 2 from the line. And Dorothy Krause comes back into the ballgame, replacing Helly Jones with 3:12 to go in the contest.
Rakotic checks back into the game and plays a Trainer for the Jaguars.
All right, the clock down to 3:12. Full court pressure being applied by the Irish, trailing by 15. There's an inbound pass tipped away. Good hustle down there by Avery Sando. Knocked the ball away, but she touched it last, and it went out of bounds on the baseline. Full court pressure by the Irish. They inbound the pass. Get it into Ratzliff. Cross court pass stolen by Gentry Lechtenberg. Feeds in to Scholl. Oh, Scholl with a beautiful pass to the right side. Got it over to Avery Sando and laid out a defender in the process.
Time out on the floor, 2:57 to go in the ballgame. 39-26, Irish trail. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Welcome back to Lincoln East High School. Randy Gatula along with John Nixon here in Lincoln. Aaron Wisdom and Ray Penning back at our studios in Fall City. 39-26, Irish down by 13 points with 2:57 to go. Howells Dodge trying to inbound it. Well, she took a long time on the five count to get it inbounded. Across the timeline, three-on-one fast break. They decide to pull it back out. Get the pass up to Pieper. Now the ball goes off the foot there of Becker. Everybody chasing after it. A whistle. And what are we going to have here?
I'm assuming a foul on D.C. Witt.
Witt was down there in the bottom of the pile scrambling for that ball. Is that what the call is?
Not knowing the 10 that he signaled. Ball on Krause?
I think he signaled 3. Yes, he did. Huh. Krause gets a foul. All right, Howells Dodge with the basketball, inbounding it. Back to the top of the circle between the rings, near side, Becker. Feeds it into paint, trying to move toward the basket. Ball is stripped away, a whistle and a foul. And we're going to be shooting free throws again here, John.
Kaylee Scholl with her second foul of the ball game, and that's team foul number 5 of the quarter.
Is it Rassler 32?
No, I think it's 22. I think it's Fire.
First free throw is up and good.
Yeah,
Fire. Fire is now hit 5 out of 6 free throws. She has 8 points in the ballgame. Sure to stay tuned for our post-game wrap-up. We'll give you a rundown of all the individual scoring. We'll let you know how your favorite player did in the game. Second free throw is up for Jade Bayer. And good. She's now 6 out of 7 from the line. And the score is now 41-26. Howells Dodge with 2.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Avery Sano, top of the circle. Krause for a long three from the right corner. It's off the iron. No. Lechtenberg down there battling for the basketball. Players on the floor. Down court pass all the way into forecourt. They'll set it up and slow things down. Pieper with the ball. A cross court pass goes over to Baker with it. Back to Pieper on the near side. Cross court ball stolen away by Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg's got Witt out ahead of her. Goes all the way for the driving layup. Doesn't get it, but she'll be fouled. And we'll put Gentry Lechtenberg at the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots.
A foul again on Becker, 34, I believe, what he said. That'll be her 4th.
At the free throw line, shooting 2 shots. Wait a minute.
That might be her 5th.
May have fouled out of the ballgame.
Apparently so.
They haven't put it up on the board yet. Still waiting to sort this thing out.
They don't put them on the board very quickly, you've noticed.
Now, they're a little slow on the response here on posting the fouls for us. When all this settles in, the Irish are going to be shooting free throws. Okay, there seemed to be some question over who the foul was on. At the free throw line, Gentry Lechtenberg. She's 1 out of 2 from the line this afternoon, shooting 2. First one is up and good, and Gentry Lechtenberg, now in double figures, has 10 points. After all that, they decided Pieper got the foul. All right, second free throw for Gentry Lechtenberg. She's got 10 points now in the ballgame. This one's up and good also. Gives her 11. 2 minutes to play in the game. 2 minutes to go. It's 41-28. Trying for the steal was McKinley Scholl. I think they're going to get Scholl for this personal.
You know, you're not really sure, though, are you?
No, I wasn't because Sando was in there too. But McKinley Scholl picks up her second personal. At the free throw line, we're shooting 2 shots. First one is up and good.
Right.
Pretty sure that's Bayer, right?
Oh, yes, it is.
Bayer's now hit 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. She has 10 points in the ballgame. Second shot is up and good also. Got them both down. 15-point lead, 43-28, under 2 minutes to go now. 1:51 remaining in the girls' basketball season for the Sacred Heart Irish. Oh, my. Lechtenberg threw an elbow and put a player to the floor here. Lechtenberg's going to get called
that
foul.
An intentional foul.
Yeah. John, the Irish are going to finish their season with a record of 21-6. And John, if you'd have told me at the beginning of the year with the number of returning players, the youth on this basketball team, the amount of play that the freshmen and sophomores were going to have, you probably would have been smiling to hear they went 21-6.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, we're having a conversation here. They are going to call that an intentional foul as Lechtenberg threw an elbow there. And now, timeout's going to be taken. 1:45 to go in the ball game. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Village Designs of Auburn, a boutique offering a variety of styles and prices for a pleasant, fun, and stress-free shopping experience. Right now, all winter clearance items are marked down 75% off. Shop ladies' apparel and children through adult size clothing. Plus, new spring shipments continue to arrive every day. Village Designs, open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5:30, Saturdays, 10 to 4:30. Village Designs, downtown Auburn, where you'll always get top-notch customer service with a smile.
A minute 45 on the game clock here at Lincoln East High School. Gentry Lechtenberg just fouled out of the ball game moments ago. She finishes the game with 11 points. Boy, John, I look for big things from Ms. Lechtenberg next year as a senior. She's had a good year here. She led the Irish in scoring, averaging over 16 points per ball game in the season. And I just expect nothing but good things from that young lady.
423 points scored this year. That's pretty good.
Not a bad day's work. Again, we invite you to stay with us for our post-game scoring recap. Our good friends Jake and Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City will bring you that. Here's the first technical free throw is up and off. No good. Who's shooting, John?
Pieper, 14.
All right, second one coming up. It's up and good. She missed the first one. Got the second one. And now the ball will belong to Howells Dodge. They will inbound it in backcourt. Inbounding the ball to toss it in is Pieper. A cross-court pass. They come across the timeline to the top of the key on the near side. Into the hands of Ratzlaff. Ratzlaff being chased after out here by Sando. Now to the near side. Pieper again with the ball. Ratzlaff holds it above her head. Dribbles to the right elbow at the free throw circle. A cross-court pass. Too tall, got away out of bounds, and the Irish will get the ball back.
Well, she got it through to a teammate, but the teammate was sitting on the bench.
And leaving the ball game, perhaps for the last time in a Sacred Heart Irish jersey, is McKinley Scholl, the 5'8 senior. She averaged in double figures for the Irish this year, over 10 points a ball game. She gets a handshake and a hug as she comes to the bench. Irish with the basketball, Sando into the corner on the right side. A big hug down there for mom. Holly Wessengard, the assistant coach. Always a bittersweet moment when those seniors leave the game for the last time, John. Dribbling in, Krause for a driving lay-in. Puts it up, couldn't get it, but she's going to be fouled. And we'll put Dorothy Krause at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Dorothy has 2 points so far today on one field goal.
Foul on Kylie Prochashik. Her fourth.
First free throw is up, off to the left, no good for Dorothy Krause. She'll have another one. Now into the ball game, Brooklyn Biebermeier checks in. Also, Emily Tubbs into the contest. Biebermeier and Tubbs on the floor. And again, a round of applause as Witt and Sando come to the bench. Second free throw is up and off also for Dorothy Krause, missed them both. And now, Howell Dodge can come down and just kind of run a little offense here with a 16-point lead. That is, unless they throw the ball out of bounds. Yeah. Threw it away out of bounds at the Irish basketball. Inbounding it. Biebermeier will inbound it. Standing ovation here from the Howell Dodge fans as the senior Natalie Pieper comes out of the ball game. On the dribble is Krause with the basketball. Goes inside the paint into Reschke with it. Now Krause comes out to Biebermeier. Biebermeyer's going to launch a long three that's short off the front of the rim and doesn't go. And the rebound to Howells Dodge with 33 seconds to play. Again, stay with us for the postgame show. We're going to have a timeout taken to get a bunch more subs in here.
We're going to have Laura Keating and Isabel Wagner into the lineup. Everybody's going to get to say they played in the state tournament, John. Both benches empty now. Every player in uniform is making an appearance in the ballgame. Howells dodge on the dribble to the right side. Down deep in the corner, baseline right side, low post. Ball almost got away. Now to the top of the circle, Kalia with the ball. Lost her dribble. Well, she did. Got another dribble. Driving lay-in up and got it. Get her number for
House. Me. House, 24, Bailey House.
Okay, that was House got that one on the lay-in. Here's Krause with 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Ball tipped away. The buzzer sounds, and there's your ball game. Your final score, Howells Dodge 46 and Sacred Heart 28. Don't go away. We'll be back in 2 short minutes with the postgame scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services right after this 2-minute timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Health First Pharmacy at 645 G Street in Pawnee City is open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8:30 to noon. Talk to the pharmacy about MedSync and make just one trip a month to the pharmacy. Also offering flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, pneumonia, and tetanus vaccines with no appointments necessary. Stop by and trust your Health First Pharmacy in Pawnee City. Open 6 days a week and proud to serve you with prescriptions and more.
Post-game scoring wrap. It's brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tosh Arm Connect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let them protect it. Now we'll look at our final numbers today. Here's Randy.
Thank you, John. The final score, 46-28. Howells Dodge with the win over the Irish. Looking at the individual numbers for the Jaguars, they were led this afternoon by Jada Bayer. She finished with 11 points in the ballgame. 9 points for Kennedy Trainer. She got all of those in the first half. Jordan Ratzliff had 6. Taylor Seffensmeyer with 6. Kylie Brohacek added 5. 4 points for Natalie Pieper and 2 for Bailey Paws. 3 points for Peyton Becker for their total of 46. From the free throw line, the Jaguars made 13 out of 22 attempts at the charity stripe. For the Sacred Heart Irish, 28 points on the board, led by Gentry Lechtenberg with 11. Adding 8 was McKinley Scholl. 3 points this afternoon for Dorothy Krause. Stacey Witt also had 3. 2 points for, 3 for Avery Sandel, rather. Dorothy Krause had 2. And 1 for Elise Reske for their total of 28. Free throw shooting for the Irish this afternoon. They made 11 out of 20 at the charity stripe. Score by quarters. Howells Dodge led after 1, 14-6. They were up at halftime, 19-13. Led at 32-21 after 3 quarters. And then went on to the 46-28 win over the Irish. With the win, the Howells Dodge Jaguars finished their season at 15-11 on the year. Coach Luke Sandel's Sacred Heart Irish girls finish at 21-6
for the season.
Again, our scheme wrap-up, post-game story recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. For your invited, stop by and see Jake and Josh of Farm Connect. Farm Bureau Financial Services is your future. Let them protect you.
John, a little bit of a reflection on this season for the Sacred Heart Lady Irish here. We alluded to it a little bit there back in the fourth quarter, but a very, very young basketball team out here. You had McKinley Shoal, the only senior on the roster. Gentry Lechtenberg, the only junior playing. Sadie Tizzle, of course, injured mid-season, also a junior. After that, we're talking all freshmen and sophomores, and all they did was made it to the semifinals of the state tournament and put together a 21-6 record. And as I said, if you'd have told me that at the start of the season, I would have smiled and said, well done, Coach Sando.
Oh, absolutely. A terrific season for the Irish. It's an honor to get to the state tournament. It truly is this year, as you said, with that young a squad and that much experience. Consider McKinley Schull only been at State Heart 2 years and missed nearly all last year because of an injury. So there's not a lot of experience in that five playing together.
I want to quote something Jim Weeks told me once in an interview. He says, people don't realize how hard it is to get to the state tournament. It's hard to get there. And he says, then to expect to win a game or two, that's just outstanding. So he alludes to the fact it's a very difficult task. You just don't get to the state tournament 17 out of 18 seasons unless you're doing something right.
No, you certainly don't. Well, there's more basketball coming up tonight on Sunny 101.3, and then, of course, next weekend, Boys State Tournament.
That's right. We'll have basketball starting Thursday afternoon, our pregame show at 3 o'clock on Sunny 101.3, a 3:15 tip-off. The Auburn Bulldogs taking on Douglas County West in the Class C1 first round of the Boys State Tournament. That'll be followed with a 6 o'clock tip-off, the Johnson Brock Eagles taking on Riverside. And for folks that don't realize it, two of the only three undefeated boys teams in the state are residing in Nemaha County. Auburn comes into the tournament 26-0. Johnson Brock, well, not quite as outstanding. They're only 25-0 on their season.
Slackers.
But anyway you slice it, they've won everybody. They beat everybody you put in front of them this season. So looking forward to next week's coverage of the Boys State Tournament. We hope that you will join us for that coverage. John, final thoughts.
Terrific year for the Sacred Heart Irish. Disappointing finish the last two games, but they'll look back on it in your future and say, hey, that was quite a run.
So that'll wrap it up from Lincoln. Until next week, for Aaron Wisdom and for Ray Penning, along with John Nixon here in Lincoln, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you this afternoon with the final score, Howells Dodge 46, Sacred Heart 28. Good afternoon, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.
Funeral Chapel, a full-service funeral home offering services, monument sales, and cremations with ownership in Southeast Nebraska Crematory. You will find compassionate friends that assist families from every walk of life to create a unique ceremony, no matter how big or small, that reflects on your loved one's life. Hall Funeral Chapel, with locations in Falls City, Auburn, and Johnson, works to spare your family any unnecessary pain. Call owner and funeral director Todd Deerberger 24 hours a day at 274-3131 or 245-3131.
Pelican's Meat Processing, 208 Main Street in Johnson, is a proud supporter of the Johnson Brock Eagles. Sends out this reminder about high school athletics: win with character and lose with dignity, regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on your school. Go Eagles!
Hi, this is Jacqueline Kreifels, registered dietitian at the Nemaha County Hospital. It's time again to celebrate because March is National Nutrition Month. This month, we are reminded about the importance of making informed food choices and creating healthy eating and physical activity habits. Join us at the Nemaha County Hospital as we strive to create a healthier lifestyle together. From choosing nutrient-rich foods to staying active, every step we take brings us closer to a healthier tomorrow.
Frontier Bank has a promotional CD rate offering 5.25% APY on a 7-month CD or 5.10 APY on a 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Frontier Bank has a variety of savings options and would love to visit with you to find the best option for you. You can also visit frontier.bank for additional information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Come for the rate and stay for the security. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physicians assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Neptune's basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common. They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.